Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Monday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS, number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. And you could always get at me on Instagram where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. We got Evan Washburn, CBS Sports NFL reporter. He's going to stop by at the top of the hour at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. But the chaos has already started to go down because at noon Eastern time earlier today, the legal tampering window did open in the NFL, and all these deals can become official on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, when the new league year does start. But there are five pretty large-sized moves right out of the gate to kick off this basically new NFL season. The Russell Wilson domino did fall last night. Veteran minimum going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kirk Cousins just breaking a few moments ago, a four-year, $180 million deal. $100 million is guaranteed per Adam Schefter. He is going to Atlanta Falcons. In the running back world, we have already seen movement with Saquon Barkley going down the turnpike as he's going to land in Philadelphia. It's a three-year, $37.5 million deal that could be worth up to $47 million. 26 of it will be fully guaranteed. We don't have the details of the Josh Jacobs deal just quite yet, but Aaron Jones is entering the final year of his contract. Now Josh Jacobs will join him in that backfield along with Jordan Love as Josh Jacobs is going from the Raiders to the Go Pack Go! And even though that probably puts Stu down in the dumps, Stu, I do have some good news for you. Christian Wilkins, the big fella from Miami, going from the Dolphins to the Raiders, going to team up next to Max Crosby. You'll see Max Crosby's numbers just go through the roof, even more so than where they currently at, as they do land the interior defensive lineman, the Raiders, that is, in Christian Wilkins. 4 years, $110 million is the contract. 84.75 is guaranteed. All righty, let's start with the quarterbacks because they're the sexiest. So you do have Kirk Cousins landing in Atlanta. You do have Russell Wilson landing with the Steelers. I think the better move is the Atlanta Falcons getting Kirk Cousins. Now, there is a great separation, and it further shows this, from the level of quarterback play in the AFC, where there is a lot of depth, to the NFC, where there is not much depth. And that factors into this conversation, because there is some concern about Kirk Cousins giving him all that money that they just did, and he turns 36 in August, and he's coming off an Achilles injury. But you look at who is more likely to make the playoffs this year, there's no doubt about it, it's the Atlanta Falcons over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because just for starters, the Falcons getting Kirk Cousins, to me, makes them the team to beat in the NFC South. I look at the rest of that NFC South. It's not the Saints. I can never rely on Derek Carr. If you can't win that division last year, you're not going to win it this year. We know the Panthers are nowhere close to competing. And then you do get Baker Mayfield landing back in Tampa Bay. You do get Mike Evans landing back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I just think the Falcons are more attractive entering this season. And they were close to Tampa Bay last year. And they had the wrong coach in place in Arthur Smith, who was tabbed as an offensive mind for what he did at Tennessee. But he had really good resources in Atlanta, and he just didn't use them the right way. Like, I go back to last year with the Atlanta Falcons. They tried to make Desmond Ridder a franchise quarterback, where the entire league knew that at best, Desmond Ridder would be a game manager. So that meant they took away carries from Bijan Robinson. They took away carries from Tyler Allgeier. They didn't use Kyle Pitts the right way. So now bringing in a new coach, who I understand Raheem Morris is a defensive-minded coach and Zach Robinson's going to be the OC, I think just for starters, bare minimum, that gets the Atlanta Falcons two more victories. Now you bring in Kirk Cousins, you go from a below-average quarterback to say what you want about Kirk Cousins because he's very polarizing. Kirk Cousins, bare minimum, is a good quarterback in the NFL. And you put Kirk Cousins in this division, they should win this division. They should be a playoff team. Now, the question becomes, what can their apex be? And I think if everything hits, the Atlanta Falcons in an NFC that there's a lot of questions about, they could be in an NFC title game this year. I don't think that's crazy to say whatsoever at their absolute apex. You have a young defense and a young secondary that I think is criminally underrated. On offense, you have a good O-line. You have Kyle Pitts, who I think is going to go back to being year one Kyle Pitts under a new offensive mind. Then you look at that backfield. Even if Kirk has some adjustment coming off the Achilles, you could hand the ball off to an explosive weapon in Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier, which all he's done since being in the NFL for two seasons has exceeded expectations. And you have Drake London. That's a team to me that they kind of fit their quarterback, where they're a good team. I don't think anyone's going to be sitting here saying the Falcons are great, the Falcons are elite. But in the NFC, good could get you a long ways. And it could go a long ways. Because in the AFC, like, look at what the Steelers just did. First and foremost, I applaud the Steelers. I said back in December, that was the first team I mentioned when you found out that Russell Wilson got benched. I said Russell Wilson should be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Now, I knew Russ and his camp wanted to go to Pittsburgh. What I didn't know and I was extremely skeptical about was, would the Steelers be interested? And would they show legitimate interest, or would you just bring in Russell Wilson for a meeting to kind of send a message to Kenny Pickett and really try to wake Kenny Pickett up, who you just used a first-round draft pick on two drafts ago? Well, now we know that Russell Wilson's going to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and let's not beat around the bush here. You could lock this up. As long as Russell Wilson is healthy, he will 1,000, and I mean 1,000%, be their starting quarterback. I talked to a source last night to try to see what Russ was promised or what Russ was told going to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that source told me that Russell Wilson is going to get the QB1 reps. and Russell Wilson will be the starter come week one. So Mike Tomlin could dress this up that it's going to be a competition and give you all that football coaches speak, that football coaches bull junk. We all know Kenny Pickett's not starting week one as long as Russell Wilson is healthy. And Russ is a good quarterback still. He's not the Russell Wilson that we thought was going to be a Hall of Famer. He's not the Russell Wilson that looked like he was great in Seattle and was starting to garner MVP attention and consideration. Like the last 2 years, it has not been good. You know, there's the hot take of the day. It has not been good for Russell Wilson with the Denver Broncos. Year one was a disaster. And I've never seen a quarterback fall that quickly from where his stock was, what the contract was that the team gave him, how many picks they gave up. And year number one was brutal. But in year number two, he did win some people back. Now, you're not going to get a Russ that is a great quarterback. You're not going to get a Russ that is a franchise quarterback. But on a one-year deal worth $1.2 million, it's an absolute steal. Because just for starters, you, in a huge way, drastically improved the quarterback room that you had last year. Like, it was so bad for Kenny Pickett at times last year with the Steelers that when Mason Rudolph looked competent at the end of the season and started to win games, people just all of a sudden forgot about Kenny Pickett. So Kenny Pickett's going to be a backup. Kenny Pickett, in all likelihood, is not a starting quarterback in this league. And you bring in Russ, that all he has to do is manage the game. You have a Russ now that kind of goes back to where he was in Seattle with the Steelers. The Steelers are a defensive-minded team first. The Seahawks, when they won, they were a defensive-minded team first with the Legion of Boom. You have a Hall of Fame coach or a great coach like you had in Pete Carroll and now what you have with Mike Tomlin. And on offense, you got two pretty solid wide receivers who now I don't think will kill one another anymore since they have a competent quarterback in the room. And you have a run game that's solid with Najee Harris and then also Jaylen Warren. But the problem with the Steelers and the problem with the AFC, there's too many great or very good quarterbacks. Like if Russell Wilson signed with the Falcons and it was Kirk Cousins signing with the Steelers, I still think Kirk is the better player entering 2024. But the better move would probably have been whoever signed with the Atlanta Falcons. And that's why my answer is Kirk signing with the Atlanta Falcons, because there's an easier road to be a playoff team by winning that NFC South and then also being a contender, determining how legitimate you kind of look at the contending conversation in the NFC. But in the AFC right now, the two best teams by far and away are the Kansas City Chiefs and then the Cincinnati Bengals. So let's just look at that division with the Steelers for starters. The two best teams in that division right now entering the season, on paper, it's the Bengals and then it's the Ravens. And then the Browns and the Steelers, they could jump up to maybe the second best team in the AFC North, but they're fighting right now for the third and the fourth spot unless you have a Lamar Jackson injury or a Joe Burrow injury, which we've seen a bunch of those throughout the last few years. But in that pecking order right now, it's Bengals 1 in the AFC North, Ravens 2, and then I would probably still give the slight edge to the Cleveland Browns after getting Jerry Jeudy this past weekend for nothing over the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it's splitting hairs there. So the road in the NFC South and the road in the NFC is easier in the AFC. And you look at who's the three best teams in the AFC compared to the three best teams in the NFC? Well, in the AFC, it's the Kansas City Chiefs, it's the Cincinnati Bengals, and then you have an open discussion for the third spot. In the NFC, it's San Francisco. I think you still have to give the edge to the Detroit Lions as the second team, but after that, this thing is wide open. Like the Eagles, I have questions about them. The Cowboys, I have questions about them. The Rams are a good team, and I think they're getting disrespected. And you look inside the NFC North, you got to give consideration to the Green Bay Packers. But if I ask that question, who are the three best teams in the NFC compared to the three best teams in the AFC? The AFC will give you probably easier answers and quicker answers because the first two spots are without a doubt unquestioned. And I still think most people would still put the Buffalo Bills, even with all their changes, in at number three. But in the NFC, after the 49ers, you could probably give me whoever you want 2 and 3. And I don't think it's far-fetched to say that the Falcons, on paper, and taking advantage of that division, could end up being the third best team come playoff time in the NFC. But Russ with the Steelers, I don't care what they do, they will never be viewed as the third best team in the AFC. You have a lot of great young quarterbacks in the AFC. In the NFC, this thing is so wide open. Like, Jalen Hurts was the guy for a year, then took a step back. Dak Prescott, he's just considered a good quarterback. You know, Jordan Love, up and coming. Jared Goff, very good, but no one would call him great. You know, Brock Purdy, he has his detractors, but you know Brock Purdy just got to a Super Bowl with the San Francisco 49ers. Matthew Stafford, getting up in age, but had a big redemption season. So there's such a disparity between the AFC and the NFC. And I look at these two moves where the Falcons, probably on paper, are not a better team than the Steelers, but it's not by much that the Steelers are that much better than the Atlanta Falcons, but the better landing spot and the better move and the better team that's in position to succeed in the 2024 NFL season, yeah, it's Kirk Cousins with the Atlanta Falcons over Russell Wilson with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because even at best, even if the Steelers really hum with Russell Wilson, where's the farthest they're going? Probably a wild card round? Like, even if they win the division, which I don't think will happen, they're not getting a bye in the AFC. And the max I could see Russell Wilson, if everything goes right in Pittsburgh, the max I could see him doing in year one is winning a playoff game. In the NFC, with Kirk Cousins, they should win the NFC South. They should win a home playoff game. And I don't think it's that far-fetched with a lot of uncertainty and a lot of moving pieces in the NFC to say that the Falcons will be in the divisional round and they could win that game and be playing in the NFC title game. But that's the farthest or the furthest I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons. Like, neither of these teams are we sitting here saying, okay, Super Bowl, here we go with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Or Super Bowl, rise up with the Dirty Birds in Atlanta. Like, that's just not going to happen. So what's the better move? Russell Wilson going to the Pittsburgh Steelers or Kirk Cousins going to the Atlanta Falcons? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come on back, Saquon Barkley landing in Philadelphia. The Raiders losing Josh Jacobs but signing Christian Wilkins. How are we kind of viewing the Eagles, the Packers, and the Raiders with day one of the legal tampering window underway in the NFL? Coming on back, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
More running back news. We already know Tony Pollard is leaving the Cowboys to go to Tennessee. Josh Jacobs has said goodbye to Stuart Kovacs and said, "Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you," as he's off to the Green Bay Packers. And you have Saquon Barkley saying goodbye to the Giants and hello to the Eagles. If you recall, the Packers last year, when you had the uncertainty regarding the contract situation with Jonathan Taylor before he inked that lucrative extension in the middle of the season with the Indianapolis Colts, and you had the holdout and you had all the contentious relationship where Jim Irsay like brought him onto the RV. It was all weird. There was a time where it was reported that the Packers displayed some interest in getting Josh Jacobs. And that was a year ago in the fall, or in Jonathan Taylor. And that was a year ago in the fall where people were like, "Wait, wait, wait. You're trying to go get Jonathan Taylor when you already have Aaron Jones on the roster and A.J. Dillon." And it was like, the running back market, though, is supposed to be decreasing, and you're trying to go add basically two really good running backs and then another solid depth piece that you already had on the roster. Well, now a year later, things have changed because A.J. Dillon's a free agent, and now you bring in Josh Jacobs, but that comes at the expense of the breaking news that we just found out momentarily moments ago, is that the Green Bay Packers have failed to reach a restructure of a contract with Aaron Jones, who had 1 year 1 year left on his deal, and now Aaron Jones is going to hit free agency. So the Green Bay Packers have now said goodbye to Aaron Jones, according to Adam Schefter. I've reached an agreement today with free agent running back Josh Jacobs. The Packers informed running back Aaron Jones that he is being released per a source. Jones now will be a free agent. I don't know about you, Samter. I am surprised that of all the positions, that the running back position, from where the conversation has been the last 2-3 years, has been this active today. Now, I have not seen the numbers yet on Josh Jacobs. I have not seen the numbers yet on Tony Pollard, but we've seen the numbers on Saquon Barkley. And I think we could learn something with the numbers on Saquon Barkley, who gets a 3-year, $37.5 million deal that could be worth up to $46.75 million and 26 fully guaranteed. Saquon Barkley actually made a smart approach here, where a year ago, he took the franchise tag and then it got renegotiated a little bit, but he basically got his $10, $11 million, $12 million for one season. And then the following year, he basically deferred that and waited, and he was available. The Eagles wanted him. And this Eagles deal is fair for both sides, because I don't care what the total money is. Like, the hey, it could be worth up to 46.75, and right now it's 3 for 37.5. The fully guaranteed is the big number, and that's at $26 million. And that was kind of right in the ballpark, anywhere from 22 to 28 last year, that we were talking about what would have had to got done and what would have had to have been given for the Giants to get a deal done with Saquon Barkley last offseason. So maybe this is the start of the approach from other running backs. Like, yes, if you could get Jonathan Taylor money, if you get Christian McCaffrey money and things like that, you take that money, or Nick Chubb money, you take that when you could get it. But if the market's really not that much in your favor and you've reached the end of your contract, it's not the worst thing for a running back to go cash in for a year on a franchise tag, and maybe you could sweeten it with some incentives and you get a little bit more than what the franchise tag was. And then the next year, you just wait to pretty much get what you would have got the year before anyway. So I kind of like the approach by Saquon. And in this process too, and I have a lot of respect for the Giants. I like Joe Shane. But since they couldn't get the deal done, I just read a report during the break, the Giants didn't even get a chance to make an offer. Now, you could say you had enough time to go make an offer if you wanted to. But I don't blame Saquon whatsoever in the way that he played this. And I actually think he played it masterfully, because he got the money last year. Then he gets his fully guaranteed that he probably would have got last year just a year later after making, what, an additional $10 or $12 million. And then, boom, you stick it to the Giants in the process by going down the turnpike to Philadelphia. And say what you want about the uncertainties and the ambiguity regarding the future of Philadelphia, but the Eagles right now are on that short list of teams in the NFC that you consider a Super Bowl contender. And now you get to play with Jalen Hurts, upgrade over Daniel Jones. There's upgrades at the wide receiver position on that roster easily. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, both would easily be the number one wide receiver for the New York Giants. And then even without Jason Kelce, that Eagles offensive line is still 10 times better than what the Giants have to offer. And you have an offense that has done a spectacular job running the football. And now you add Saquon Barkley and you line him up in the red zone next to Jalen Hurts with Dallas Goedert as a tight end and the other weapons that we mentioned. Yeah, have fun trying to stop that Eagles offense as long as everybody could stay healthy. And that's the big thing. Saquon needs to stay healthy. But the Eagles improved their team today. I know we saw DeAndre Swift land in Chicago. He was a good one-year player. Gets to go back home, played for the Eagles, and now he's off to Chicago, and he got some money. But the Eagles today have improved their team, and this is the first time, really, since the season ended, that there's been something positive with the Philadelphia Eagles. So, Santa, I commend Saquon with what he's done, and not only that, I'm surprised how many running backs are off the board. And I think it's running backs just kind of being more understanding of what the market is for them now and being fairer with, after basically seeing the last 2 years them get shut out for the most part as a unit as a whole, to see this many running backs going right now without knowing the details of all these deals. I think the running backs now have a better understanding and are more realistic with their place and where it is in the sport right now.
I agree. I think, honestly, this feels more exception than rule, though. This doesn't feel like this is going to happen.
You think it's a fad?
I think it's not even a fad. I think this is just specific to this year, because there are like six or seven legitimate Pro Bowl, All-Pro quality running backs available all at once. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs. Now we have Aaron Jones, Tony Pollard, Saquon Barkley. You got guy after guy.
Derrick
after
Henry.
Guy. Yeah, I said Derrick Henry. There's so many guys who are available, right? Austin Eckler is like the worst of them, and Austin Eckler was a Pro Bowl, All-Pro caliber guy just 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's not a wear and tear in that body.
100%. So I think that this feels a little bit different just because we've seen so many guys that are out there, but it is going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting to see if they can parlay this into real money, or if this is just kind of like a one-year thing because there's like six or seven guys out there all at once. And, you know, I guess if the NFL colluded and just were like, we're just going to keep the market down, then so be it. But at the end of the day, if you have like eight guys out there, supply and demand, there's just going to be a lot of teams going after a lot of guys.
So you have Tony Pollard landing in Tennessee. You have DeAndre Swift landing in Chicago. Saquon is off the board, going to the Eagles, and the Raiders lose Josh Jacobs, and he goes to the Green Bay Packers. So now the three big names remaining, Aaron Jones, who because of the Jacobs deal becomes a free agent, he's released by the Packers. You have Derrick Henry, who's still on the board, and Samter just mentioned Austin Eckler. Out of those three guys, who do you think is most likely to land with the Baltimore Ravens? Because we just saw Jalen Hurts, right, who's a mobile quarterback, gets Saquon Barkley. Lamar Jackson just had his second MVP season, but that team did jack in the playoffs. They won one game. They played one good half against the Texans, and then they failed to show up as an offense at home up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Out of those three running backs, Jones, Henry, Eckler, who winds up with the Baltimore Ravens? I'm going to stick with the prediction I made last week that it is Derrick Henry, but you can argue from a fit perspective, it may be better that Aaron Jones actually winds up with the Baltimore Ravens.
I think Eckler feels like the best option there. Like that's an RPO offense. I love Derrick Henry, but he's not an RPO kind of guy necessarily, right? You need a guy who can run on the edges, mm-hmm. up the middle, catch the ball out of the backfield. He has to be a multiple threat. And I think the best of the multiple threats there is Eckler. Aaron Jones is great also. He could probably work there too. But there's guys like Gus Edwards is one of those same guys who could just like hand the ball off, go up the gut and make a, you know, get a few yards.
Yeah, but here's the problem with the Ravens. The Ravens have to stop settling. I feel like the Ravens are the one team that they go, okay, we have Lamar Jackson. We'll be fine. You know, I know that they've tried in the previous years to go get a number one receiver in the draft. It hasn't worked out with Rashad Bateman. I was encouraged year one with Zay Flowers. You know, Mark Andrews is a special tight end. I know he got hurt and then came back. I think you got to go get a little bit more firepower and not wait to bring in someone like Odell Beckham years after he's past his prime. Like, I would go get a little more firepower and ready-to-go firepower right now. And my one concern, and you know me, I love Austin Eckler. It comes on the show a bunch. I just know how much good football he has left. Like, I was alarmed with what we got to see from Austin Eckler this past year where you did see a rapid decline. Now, they didn't treat him well contractually. The situation, the coaching staff was a mess with the Chargers anyway. I still know what Derrick Henry could be. It may not be a great fit, but I think you find a way to make it work with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. But if it came down to Aaron Jones or Austin Eckler, I just think Aaron Jones has more football left in the tank, and we've seen it more recently in his situation this past year in Green Bay compared to what Austin Eckler did with the Los Angeles Chargers. By the way, the Tony Pollard contract expected to be 3 years, $24 million. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Braden in Georgia. First up on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Braden, what's happening? Go ahead, Braden.
Hi. So, yeah, so I think the Kirk Cousins deal is very good. I don't think Justin Fields would have been more worth it because that's what people are saying down here in Atlanta on 92.9.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they were just going to quarterback away. So I do predict the Falcons to win the division this year. And I don't see Russell Wilson doing that great in Pittsburgh just because of the offensive line around him and, like, Pickett. And those quarterbacks have struggled. And on the running back core, yeah, it's running backs these days are just like a rinse and repeat kind of thing, like people say they're recycled so much. And the Chargers, I do believe Jim Harbaugh wanted Jacobs and Barkley, so he needs to tell whatever.
Braden, thanks for the phone call. I get the point that you're making, how running backs are by committee now. And if you look at the last decade of Super Bowl champions, it has been running back by committee with the Patriots, with the Eagles, with the Kansas City Chiefs. I never expected the Chargers to go big name hunting for a running back because that team has a lot of holes. That team is in a salary cap position right now that is not favorable, and they have to trim so much of the fat as it is right now. So pretty much the way that I look at it is to go get a great running back and give money, I think it's an added luxury. Because there's been so many teams and the teams that win, and I'm not saying that you don't want to have like a great running back. Yeah, it helps when you get a Christian McCaffrey. But the teams that win Super Bowls have done a great job in rotating two or three running backs and having those legs fresh. So I don't think you have to overpay at that position whatsoever. But then you have a team like the Eagles who their offense is pretty much set and you can make the finances work. Yeah, I don't fault them whatsoever for landing a player like a Saquon Barkley. All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll come on back. Sampson's got a few questions. I got a few answers. We do the segment every Monday and Friday. It's called Onside Offside Update Time. First, here's the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders. And podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league. Or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts are your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'll get to onside, offside in just a second. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Let me take Tony in Toronto, though, quickly first. Tony, what's happening? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'd like to talk about Russell Wilson. What a mistake by Pittsburgh. Like, you look at this. What is their desire? What do they want to do? With a coach like Tomlin, you know, who's getting on in years, hasn't won a Super Bowl in a long time. Do you think taking in Wilson, you're going to win a Super Bowl this year? I don't think so.
But are you going to win one with Kenny Pickett?
I would say probably the same odds. So therefore, you did nothing.
The same all odds? I don't see how you could say it's the same odds.
Well, I feel so strongly. This guy, Wilson, you've seen what he did in Seattle. He caused a disturbance there.
He won a Super Bowl.
Denver. No, I'm talking about, don't go about past, way back. Let's talk about recent years. He was a distraction there.
Sure, you're not wrong on that.
He was a distraction in Denver. A lot of players talking the talk about him, saying he had his own office, his own entourage.
Yeah.
That's not the type of guy.
Yeah, but a lot of players in Denver that, like, who cares what they say? There's not a lot of good players in that roster to begin with.
Well, all I'm saying is this. You know what they say, go fishing, cut bait, or whatnot, to the old adages. If you really want to move on, maybe you need to do a real cleaning and whatever it is, Pittsburgh, especially maybe even for respect for Tomlin, like I said, who's been a very good coach, and, you know, he'd love to win another.
Yeah, but Tony, here's the thing. I don't get how this is a mistake. It's $1.2 million for a starting quarterback in this league. That's nothing.
No, I understand. Even if he came and he paid Pittsburgh, what I'm saying is you're not doing the fiduciary responsibility you have to the organization, for the club, for the fans, to put on what you think will be a step forward or multiple steps forward. Like, if they had signed Cousins, I'd say yes, absolutely. They got something that could potentially, yeah, we could maybe even make it to a championship game or something. Not with Russell Wilson.
No, it's not an unfair take by you. And I look at Russell Wilson, I think at best they make the playoffs and win one playoff game if everything goes right. But it's clear that this is a pass year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're in a transition once again on the offensive side of the ball where they know they don't have their franchise quarterback. You bring in Russ, and I think that does improve the football team. By how much, that's a different conversation. But this isn't breaking news to anyone. The Steelers used to have this Super Bowl or bust standard. We are long away from those days of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We have not gone into a season in a while, at least 5+ years, if not more than that, of saying the Pittsburgh Steelers are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. This is another year where you don't view them as a legitimate Super Bowl contender, but I can't fault them for improving that quarterback room because it's clear Kenny Pickett isn't that dude. Let's go to onside, offside. Stu, hit it!
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
All righty, Sam, so what do we got cooking today?
Now to the Bengals, placed the franchise tag on T. Higgins. The star wideout has reportedly requested a trade as the team has refused to sign a long-term deal with him. Onside, offside, the Bengals need to keep Higgins if they hope to win the Super Bowl.
For this season, yes, onside. I would keep T. Higgins for this year, and then you try to explore life after that season. You know he's not going to be there long-term, but I got Burrow coming back from the injury. You have Ja'Marr Chase. Even if it could get a little ugly at times, I would keep T. Higgins. But if not, there's a bunch of teams that should be interested. The Green Bay Packers should be interested. The Houston Texans should be interested. The New York Jets should be interested. But right now, Cincinnati, do not trade him. Keep him for one more season. So I say all sides, the Bengals need to keep T. Higgins if they hope to win a Super Bowl.
Now, Chris Jones signed a monster extension to stay with the Chiefs, inking a five-year, $158 million contract with $101 million guaranteed. The deal makes Jones the highest-paid defensive lineman per year and has the fourth most guaranteed money at signing of any defensive lineman. Onside, offside, Chris Jones is a top five defensive lineman in the entire NFL.
Onsides. And I'll go as far to say this. As much as I love Aaron Donald, and Aaron Donald's one of the greatest defensive players to ever lace him up, and we know he's easily going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying Chris Jones had a better career, but right now, Chris Jones is a better player than Aaron Donald. Chris Jones is everything that you could ask, and he comes up in the big clutch moments as well. You remember the first Super Bowl the Chiefs won, he knocked that ball down at the line of scrimmage, and we know the pressure that he caused in this latest Super Bowl. Everything you want in a player, from the production on the field to clutch moments, and then also being a leader in that locker room, Chris Jones is check, check, check. So yes, he's a top five defensive lineman in the NFL on sides.
Now, as expected, the Eagles' Fletcher Cox has announced his retirement, joining longtime teammate Jason Kelce in, I guess you can call it, unemployment. Cox was a six-time Pro Bowler, but just once did he make an All-Pro team. Onside, offside, Fletcher Cox is a Hall of Famer.
So, interior defense alignment like this are so tough to evaluate because their stats aren't always so gaudy. He did have 70 career sacks, and he's on the NFL 2010 All-Decade team. And you look back from that Eagles team that won the Super Bowl, for Hall of Famers, when you think of that group, Jason Kelce easily, Lane Johnson easily, and then it is probably Fletcher Cox. I don't think he'll get in on the first or second or third try, but he will eventually get in. But it's kind of crazy when you look back from a Super Bowl championship team, and the first three names that you think about to go to the Hall of Fame from that group are two offensive linemen and then a defensive lineman. I think it will take a little time, but yes, from what I've seen in the NFL, Fletcher Cox, to me, there was always respect. You knew he's one of the better defensive linemen in the game, at times underappreciated nationally, but I do think he's a Hall of Famer on sides.
Now, after tagging receiver Michael Pittman, the Colts gave their star wideout a three-year, $71 million deal with $46 million guaranteed. He had 109 catches for 1,100 yards last year and is averaging 98 catches and just under 1,100 yards the past three seasons. So onside, offside, Michael Pittman is a true number one wideout.
So when I say a true number one wideout, my definition is that you're a top 10 wide receiver in the league. And then after that, I think there's a conversation of, are you a one or are you a two? And I think there's a lot of guys that are in between a one and a two that you kind of deem one and a half guys. I thought Michael Pittman Jr. out of USC should have been a first-round pick. He was not. He did go in the second round. I think so far, with rotating cast of characters at the quarterback position, the results for Pittman have been there. But I still don't know if I view him as a top 10 wide receiver in the league. So I think he's one of those one-and-a-half guys. Like, he, to me, is kind of like Christian Kirk with the Jacksonville Jaguars, where you know you have a solid wide receiver, you know you have a very good wide receiver, but you need another piece in the wide receiving room to really get the best production out of that offense. So I'm going to say offside when you ask me, is Michael Pittman Jr. a true number one wide receiver?
Offside.
I find that interesting that there's only 10 guys, and outside of that, you're not a number one wide receiver. So only a third of the NFL teams have a number one wideout?
So, like, there's a few guys that you could consider top 10 wide receivers that fall just short. So if you want to say, okay, the number extends like 13 or 14, that's fine. But am I shaking in my boots about Michael Pittman Jr.? No. And that's how I kind of view a number one wide receiver. Like the Patriots, what? They don't have a number one wide receiver on their team, but just because you're first on the depth chart doesn't mean that you're a true bona fide number one wide receiver in the NFL. I like Pittman. He's good. I just don't think he's great. And that's what I kind of referred to for number one wide receivers. Great wide receivers.
Now, Jim Harbaugh took over a talented Chargers team that has underachieved with Brandon Staley, but was also facing severe cap issues. Now reports say the team is shopping Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, and star wideout Keenan Allen. Onside, offside, with all of these different potential changes on the roster, you still expect Harbaugh to win at least seven games in 2024.
Yeah, because he has the quarterback, and then also Harbaugh just knows how to win everywhere he goes. So if you're going to set the bar of seven games next season, and also it's going to be a total culture shock in a positive way for that team, yeah, I think the Chargers will win at least seven games next year, even with all the moves. And I saw that Joey Bosa's mom was trying to get Joey Bosa to go to the Niners and team up with her other son. So how about that? But on sides here, you still expect Harbaugh to win at least seven games in 2024.
Now, last night's SEC Women's Championship game between LSU and South Carolina ended in a wild brawl that saw six players get ejected. Now, all six of those players, including Gamecock star Camila Cardoso, will likely miss the first game of the NCAA
tournament. Wait, now, is that true? Because I saw that was first reported, and they came back from the broadcast, and they said only one of the players is going to be suspended.
So, by rule, if you're ejected for a fight, you're automatically suspended for the next game, including tournament games. However, they have to have a full report on who was ejected for what reason. So if you were ejected for fighting, it's an automatic one-game suspension. If you were ejected
leaving
for other
bench.
Reasons, leaving the bench, this and that, you might be able to skate by. But as of right now, all six of those players, as we see it now, will likely miss the first game in the NCAA tournament. So onside, offside, suspending those six players for one tournament game is a reasonable punishment.
Offside. Everyone likes to get up in arms about things. I will not get up in arms about that small fight that occurred yesterday. Like, that was a kerfuffle. That was not like a brawl. That was not like a melee. I don't think anyone really needs to seriously be suspended and cost them NCAA tournament games. So,
okay.
There we go. That's onside, offside. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Evan Washburn, NFL on CBS, is going to join us on the other side, as this has been a free agency frenzy day. I know it's technically the legal tampering window, but you've had a lot of things come to fruition today as Kevin Byard is signing a two-year deal. This was from yesterday with the Bears. We also do know that you have Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta, 4 years, $180, $100 guaranteed. Russell Wilson, vet minimum to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Saquon Barkley on a three-year deal, 26 fully guaranteed to the Philadelphia Eagles. Josh Jacobs to the Packers. Released is going to be Aaron Jones. And then Christian Wilkins lands a behemoth contract. 4 years, $110 million, 84.75 fully guaranteed. Tony Pollard going to Tennessee as well. So we'll continue to keep you updated. Evan Washburn will join us on the other side. And the Cardinals just signed Sean Murphy Bunting.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Hey, everybody, I'm Mark Schanowski, along with one of the NBA's most popular analysts, Stacey King. We're inviting you to join us on the Gimme the Hot Sauce podcast.
So join us every week here in the Hot Sauce Studios, where we'll be talking about basketball, football, MMA, entertainment, and unique viewpoints from a group of sports experts having a few brews. That's right. Listen up on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.